If this is higher power within us, which say maintains us through digestion, but then is this higher power present in animals also? Sometimes thinking of this higher power may make us more proud and we disrespect and we neglect animals because of that. So how does this understanding of spirituality say correlate with awareness of animal rights or sensitivity towards animals? The Bhagavad Gita explains that we are not that higher power. We are parts of that higher power. And just as we are parts of that higher power, all life is also part of that higher power. So it says, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavihastini Shunichaiva Shapakecha Panditaha Samadarshina. It says, a wise person sees all life forms, be it human, be it a dog, be an elephant, be a cow, all animals, all living beings they see equally. Because they see the spark of spirit within them. That's why those who actually are of spiritually advanced consciousness, they abstain from causing harm to animals. At the very least, that means we strive to be vegetarians. Vegetarianism is just one part of it. A whole spiritual worldview where we understand that we and all living beings are essentially, whether they're human or non-human, we are all members of the same one family. Now, are we superior? We are not superior in essence. We are all souls who are all similar. But we are different in that we have a body and a mind which is more equipped. That means we can think existential questions. Who am I? What is the purpose of my life? These are fundamental questions that animals cannot ask. But that doesn't mean they are permanently deprived. Their souls are there in the animal bodies also. And there is transmigration that happens. By which the souls will also come to human bodies in future. And they will also be having the capacity to inquire spiritually. So in that sense, the spiritual worldview is a worldview of egalitarianism. We understand that everybody is spiritually similar.
Yeah, because with the animals as well, we are kind of going to the same way, in the same sea. Whatever.
Yeah, are we similar with the animals? Yes, as far as the body is concerned, we are similar. See, as the body is concerned, the body functions for eating, sleeping, mating, defending. The biological drive to survive, to reproduce, all this is common in humans and animals. So, in that sense, the body, basic bodily functions are similar. But we humans want to do something more than what the body offers. You know, a cow will keep eating grass, you know, year after year after year. We human beings try to improve our food. We have so many hundreds of cuisines we have. You know, we don't keep eating the same food again day after day after day. You know, a cow may sleep under the same tree. We create so many different kinds of houses in which we want to live. So the tendency towards improvement that is there we see in the human beings. This is an undeniable difference between humans and animals. That's why we humans have developed science, we have developed art, we have developed literature, we have developed language. So many areas we have developed, that's because we have the capacity for improving things, which is meant to be directed spiritually. So when we direct it materially, then we may make certain improvements in some fields like say science or arts or something like that. When we direct it spiritually, then we make the maximum improvement. So we don't in any way disrespect animals. And if there is a sense of superiority that comes, thinking that we are spiritual and animals are not, that is a misunderstanding. So we have certain gifts right now in the human body, which we should use. But while using them, we don't think that we are superior to other animals. We understand that they are also at their core spiritual beings. And they also need to be respected. Does it answer your question?
Yeah.
Thank you. Any other questions?